Hi, my name is Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about a topic that many property buyers or even investors make when they embark onto their property investment journey. Call it the most unfortunate situation. The following are two mistakes that I'm going to share. They are the simplest of them all. Yet many buyers, especially newbie buyers, fall into such trap. To call it very bluntly, they don't even have a slightest clue of what is happening in this property market. Well, I can't really blame them. They do their own research, approach the wrong people for advice, and without doing much due diligence. Love at first sight, as the saying goes, and they are stuck with a lemon for the years to come. When others are making huge profit, they cry over spilled milk over their worst investment decision. Some can be very heartbreaking, and some could derail their family planning to a certain extent. Without further ado, let's head straight into the discussion. First mistake. They commit to a property that do not have a resale demand. What do I mean here? Let me elaborate a little. You have some money, you see people make money from property investment. They boast to you how easy it is to flip a private property and make some extra money. You follow blindly, you see what people are buying and you buy based on the assumption that they are value investment. But there's this saying, the blind follow the blind. You blindly commit to your most expensive purchase in your lifetime without much consideration. The best part, you don't even know that is a lousy property to begin with. When this property hit the resale market after it TOP, you will slowly start to realize why it is so difficult to dispose it away. Many buyers come and view. They smile and leave, but deep in your heart, you realize something is not right. You hope that it is because of the poor market condition. You console yourself that you have not met the right buyer yet. But after months and months of marketing, it dawned on you that this property has no resale demand at all. Why do I mean? Let me share with you an example. Let me blank out the name in case the owner there based on me. This is a 500 odd unit development above a retail mall and near a MRT station in a very heartland location. When it was launched more than a decade ago, it was launched with much fanfare, I would say. The initial pricing was not cheap in my opinion. It was almost unheard of when units are transacting above 1,400 per square feet in this locality, especially for the 99 years leasehold condo. There are even units that crossed the 1,600 PSF mark. I call them gung ho. Fast forward to today, the demand in the resale market is lukewarm at best. Current going rate is around 1,400 to 1,600 per square feet. In terms of profitable transaction, there are 128 versus 18 that lose money. Not too bad. But if you look closer at the number, there is a compelling telltale sign. Most of the profitable deals are not making attractive profit. If you minus away expenses, the net return is even pathetic. Here, what can we learn? This is an outside central region locality. Most of the buyers are owner occupiers. They prefer to buy bigger 3 or 4 bedrooms for their own stay. These smaller 1 and 2 bedrooms are mainly investment properties or those favored by singles or dings. Hence, it doesn't make sense for family to commit to a mini-sized one-bedroom apartment. Correct or not? Moreover, with the same amount of budget, which is close to $1 million, one can easily afford a 5-room 99 years resale HDB flat in the same neighborhood, 1,200 square feet of general space, 3 bedrooms or even 4 bedrooms near an MRT station, and plenty full of shopping malls are around. And do you know what is the worst part? It's design. Nice to look at, but obviously not practical to stay. Who on earth will want to stay with such a high ceiling and with a built-in furniture that is so out of space? I think this is poor design from the onset. Luckily, after the post-harmonization thing, such design is history. Unfortunately, the buyer that bought them will face the blunder of selling this property to the next unsuspected buyers. The above example is one of the many other case studies happening all around Singapore. They are not popular in the resale market due to many reasons such as its location, design, space, and so on. Many choose not to talk about it. Only Alan Wee Kokor is willing to share such case study with you. Here, let us move on. For those that are local, atas is a Singlish word that can be used to describe someone as being arrogant or snobbish, but it's more commonly now used to describe someone doing things that is high class and of good taste. For those that know me well, or from the way I dress for this video, obviously, I'm not an atas person. I wouldn't even bother to dress up to portray that I'm someone that is rich and successful. Anyway, that is not my style. For what you know, I'm a very heartland person. This also applies to my approach in property investment. That is why for those that find atas property to be exclusive and only for the well-to-do, no doubt you can continue to have such thoughts. That is why there are those that not knowingly commit to atas property that can be found mainly in the CCR region. They always assume that rental yield is good because of the amount that can well afford it. Well, that is not wrong to say. But as an investor, I'm looking for capital gain, not for rental yield. Rental is only useful to cover my mortgage. Let me share with you an example so that we can relate better. This is a 500 plus condo on 99 years lease in the CBD. I shall not name it as usual. When it was launched back in 2013, it was launched with a big bang. The hype of the opening of the integrated resort, the Formula One race, the remaking of the CBD with the launch of the Marina Bay as a new downtown in Singapore. The rich and famous are coming to Singapore to spend money like no business. And obviously, those well-to-do foreigners will scoop out few prime condos for investment. Those that bought this atas property will have such thoughts to flip it to them. But ho, never did they ever imagine the ABSD killed the party. The trend in the later years has said it all. This condo failed to recover. In fact, it's going on a declining trend. Simi taiji, let us explore further. Profit is not too exciting anyway. They are almost loss-making after factoring in expenses. As for the 44 loser, losses range from a few thousand to 730,000. Still okay, small change. But what is actually happening? Let us take a look at the layout. If you ask me personally, they look okay, except they are small in sizes. CBD property are usually small in sizes due to a premium for space. As for the units mix distribution, most CBD property have a higher proportion of smaller units, since they are kept to a lower overall quantum to attract investors to acquire them. However, when they hit the resale market, most Singaporeans will not even consider them, even they are extremely cheap today. For less than 2,000 per square feet, you can get a CCR 2-bedroom for 1.73 million. A 1-bedroom only costs 1.335 million. Damn cheap, right? This is even cheaper than many new launches in the CCR today. However, caveat emptor applies. Buying is always easy in the CCR. Selling is another story. It looks like people never learn their lesson. They always look at the brighter side of things and ignore the red flags happening all around them. By the time they watch this video, it would already be too late. Here, let's wish them the very best. So, what are the lessons learned? Avoid atas properties in atas location. There is always my investment strategy. Atas properties have few resale buyers unless the ABSD policy are reviewed. In fact, there are a few other mistakes. These include over-leveraging, buying for the wrong reason. I also realize there are some that follow blindly buying hot property and follow property trends. Then there are those that forget about the maintenance fees to maintenance costs. Others have short holding period and unstable job prospect. Then there are also those that bought into poorly managed project with high vacancy rate and the rest without any clear exit strategy and strong holding power. That is why in this property game, not all are winners. There are always some losers. Let's face it, that is why in property investment, it's so interesting. Some can see opportunity, while others see threats. Same property, but vastly different outlook. That's all. Please like and subscribe if you have not done so. Thank you for watching.